How critical was it for you guys getting into the red zone and really just coming away with field goals?
Obviously that's disappointing. Early on in the game, had some opportunities to get touchdowns and to get a lead or keep the game close and obviously didn't execute well enough down there. Had a couple of plays went backwards, which is always tough and makes it more difficult to score. We got third and goal from the 10. So, we got to do better down there to get touchdowns and not settle for field goals.
You know, you guys won a great one, 4 in a row. Obviously, this was a huge game. You're still in it, but, what is the outlook from this point moving forward?
I think, obviously, our mindset is we got to win 5. We got 5 games left. We got to win every one. That's the only way that would possibly give us a chance. And, we don't know if that's going to be good enough, but we know that's the only way. And so, you can't treat anything differently than what we've been doing the last few weeks and take it one game at a time. And, next week at Washington, another big one in a division. And, we got to go into there and find a way to win. I was proud of the way we responded. Late in the game, and when we needed to get some touchdowns, and we did. I hit Brandon Myers on a big fourth down conversion. He scores, and then obviously late in the game, we know we got a score. Hit Victor Cruz on a big third down over the middle, and then get the touchdown, and then get the 2-point conversion. So proud of the way we responded and offensively, came up big when we needed to. It just wasn't quite good enough.
Was the wind a factor ultimately for you?
It was definitely windy, and it wasn't your ideal day to throw the football. But for the most part, I don't think it affected too many passes.
Did you sense that having those two early drives that resulted in field goals rather than touchdowns then come back to haunt you at some point?
No, I think obviously. Thought we were going to continue to get some drives and get down there again. We had a couple of opportunities. The way we ran the ball, we should have been more successful. And we got there close a few times. Had to go for it on fourth down and came up empty. So, I knew we were driving the ball well. Hey, you like to score every time you get close. That's not always going to happen. And we stayed in. Within the game and stayed close and obviously tied it up at the end, but just wish you had one more opportunity to go win the football game.
Obviously you play with who you have, but Hakeem's made a lot of big plays for you guys. How much did you miss him today?
Hakeem's one of our star players, and you like to have all your guys out there, but hopefully we can get him back healthy and so he can help us down this stretch. But I thought the receivers and guys did well, and Reuben Randall and Victor and Brandon Myers. We got Jernigan involved. We got Lewis Murphy a touchdown. So I thought all those guys stepped up, and made some plays for us.
Were you surprised that Hakeem didn't play, or did you kind of know that Jernigan?
I didn't know. He didn't practice all week. For the most part, and so got a few plays in, but for the most part, he did not practice and didn't practice much on Friday. So, I didn't know what the circumstances were, and so usually if you don't practice very much, there's a good chance you're not going to play.
Eli, your history in big games, when you make a play like you did on the escape and throw it perfectly, everyone in the house feels like you're going to win this game. Did you have that feeling?
I had the feeling. Hey, we tied it up. We had some momentum going, and our defense played outstanding all day. You're hoping, they're going to get a stop or a turnover or make a big play and very close to number ones. But, Dallas's offense, Tony and their offense did a good job making some big third down conversions and obviously having a late drive to kick a game-winning field goal.
Thank you.